The Bush administration is defending federal laws that contain strict prohibitions on providing any form of material support to terrorist groups. Civil liberties groups say these laws are unrealistically strict and infringe on free speech and the freedom to associate, and some judges agree. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The USA Patriot Act tightened earlier prohibitions against providing material support to terrorists. As a result, a student in Idaho is on trial, not for sending money or guns to a terror organization, but for providing expert advice or assistance. He's accused of providing internet support to groups labeled as terrorists by the U.S. government. Today, Assistant Attorney General Chris Wray told the Senate Judiciary Committee that many key cases depend on these statutes. It's important to remember, he said, that terrorist acts are part of a continuum that starts with planning.
And the material support statutes enable us to strike earlier and earlier on that continuum. We would much rather catch a terrorist with his hands on a check than on a bomb.
The Justice Department has relied on the material support provisions in dozens of cases, including convictions in Portland, Oregon, Buffalo, New York, and in Northern Virginia. But now civil liberties groups argue the government is stretching the law in dangerous ways. Law professor David Cole of Georgetown University says the Patriot Act and other material support laws may appear to be directed at preventing terrorist attacks.
But instead, they penalize support for blacklisted organizations, organizations that have been labeled terrorist, regardless of whether the support has anything whatsoever to do with the terrorist activity of that group.
Cole says groups labeled as terrorists by the State Department have no right of appeal. And he says by criminalizing any contact with these groups, the government is pursuing the kind of guilt by association used during the McCarthy era. Cole is part of a court case on behalf of activists who admit they do want to talk with groups labeled as terrorists, but they say they want to urge them to adopt peaceful tactics.
The government has maintained that our client is covered by this statute and would be prosecutable if they continued to urge this group to stop engaging in terrorism and to engage in lawful, nonviolent means.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has sided with Cole and his clients and said the Patriot Act provisions are too broad. But the Justice Department is appealing, and before Congress, the administration is hanging just as tough, resisting any effort to take the bite out of anti-terrorism laws. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.